Hello, friends. Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. You know what, Lynchpin, we say we do what's effective, not what's popular. And today is quintessentially that. And what an amazing, I almost wanted to say juxtaposition, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. But what an amazing contrast from yesterday's heavy day at a high heart rate that I'm sure some people who love the heavy barbell and that was their wheelhouse, they're like, yes! And some people who would prefer lightweight or endurance are like, oh no. And now the tables are turned today. We hit it all. We embrace variance. Today's workout for time, 3 1-mile repeats. How much fun does that sound like? Resting as needed between each one of those sets. Last time we did this specific workout was on July 9th, 2019. Of course, we have other equipment conversions in case you're not going to run, you're going to row or bike. Got you covered there. Super fitness robot for this, 7 minutes or less per mile. And the more likely time, 10 minutes or less per mile. I can tell you that I will plan on resting at least probably 5 minutes between each one of those 1 mile runs. Wild card option today. We did a full podcast actually on rest intervals during interval training. I want to say it was Lynchpin Conversations 140 or in the 140s, but it's rest intervals for interval-based, or rest periods for interval-based training. It might be a good thing to Google there. Wild card option. You're going to do it on the air bike. We got it already programmed in there for you. For time, 3 4,800 meter pedals on the old air bike. Resting as needed between sets. Scaled option, 3 rounds of 5 minutes of running, biking, or rowing for meters. And then you would rest between each as needed, but just in a 5 minute window, you're gonna cover whatever distance that you cover. And next time this comes up, we'll see how you do. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are precisely the same as the workout of the day because we're all running. Accessory work, optional as always. The Bergner warm-up. Go ahead and do that for 10 minutes of just practice, and that'll improve your barbell snatch. I've got a video showing that. And then the side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, exactly what you'll feel like doing after 3 miles of running. And then calves and foam rolling is one of our stretches, as well as the straddle stretch, and both of those are accompanied by videos. Hope you enjoyed the variance as much as you can. I do it because I care, and I do it because we do what works. So have a wonderful day, and I will see you, most of you, on Friday.